this offseason, Nick said things like, you guys, the offensive line knows about the comments that people have made about it. Do you think you guys have done a good job this offseason of trying to change that narrative?
I'm excited about the direction that we're heading. Just watching the game film, we're doing some good things. It's got to transition to the games, though, you know, obviously. So I'm excited about going out there this week and getting some game action. Obviously, it's a little bit more of an extended week for us, playing on a Monday, then again on a Saturday night. So we got to make sure we're taking care of our bodies this week and really starting to get into the flow of a regular season type schedule and getting your body ready for that.
You guys do get played too much in Friday's opener, but do you guys think you got a good night in? What's your impression?
We should have just kept running that first play over and over again. You know, we got 8 yards, almost broke it, so we should have just kept. No, I'm just kidding. We did some good things. You learn from some things that happen. Obviously, we get down, we want to score, but offensive line is heading in the right direction. Y'all brought me out here.
How important is it for the offense to have a solid game, I guess? Yeah, 2 points on the end zone. You weren't able to do that preseason. I know it's just the preseason. You're not running plays and making more checks. Just to execute well and get it in the end zone and do things well. Is that a focus?
For your confidence, I mean, it's definitely a positive. It's a bonus. But we want to go out there. We want to make sure we're doing the things to keep ascending, building things the right way. You don't want to put too much out there, obviously. We got meaningful games come September. But you also want to have that confidence rolling over. So have some successful plays and run the plays that you want to run them and run them, execute them the right way. You know, make some good blocks, have some nice catches. It definitely is going to help us.
As a player rep, with all the protests and stuff going on, do you have any role in that in terms of talking to guys or bringing it to the to Demora Smith or the NFLPA?
You know, it's definitely it's sad to see what's going on. Coach Mack always would say, our country's not perfect. There's things that are going on that have issues. And as a player rep, if any guys need to come talk to us or do anything or want to reach out to the union, you know, the union's going to have the guys' backs no matter what. So that's something that we'll provide to everybody. And it's tough because I didn't even know before I got involved in the NFLPA what they really offer to the players and what they really have, the protection that they can give us and the assistance that they can give us. So having guys reach out and getting more involved in that is definitely something I'm always an advocate of.
Has anybody come to you in that respect or?
We have. We watched a movie the other night, which was it was good for the team to watch in and see, and kind of see what's going on. But it's definitely a touchy subject. I don't know enough about it to make a statement on it.
What was the movie?
Detroit.
That was here?
Yeah. We were supposed to run a screen and that guy's supposed to come scot-free, make a sack. Another one, the DM fell into it. So I mean, it's tough. If you're gonna look at the sacks and you're gonna blame the offensive line, if we gave up zero, but he like got hit a bunch of times, people are gonna be like, oh, you didn't give up any sacks, great job. But if the quarterback still gets hit, we're not doing our job. So really, that could be a misleading statistic to look at. You really have to get in there and watch the film and see how things went down and know who's responsible for what to really be able to get a good understanding of it. So I would refer all of those questions to like a Sean O'Hara or like a David Dia that can really tell you something about offensive line play.
With the run game, you said obviously the first play you guys ran, those were 7 yards. But that I think was a 4 yard loss on the next play. I mean, how important is it to find consistency in the rushing game?
It's huge, and it's going to help us. And then when we get down to the green zone, the biggest area is obviously we have to score more points this year than we did last year, and be more consistent and more efficient when we get down the green zone. And running the ball is going to help us do that. So I'm excited because that play actually, we had two guys run into each other. It was just literally a bad luck. If we wouldn't have had that, that play would have hit too. So it's something good to build off of. But obviously, getting some other playmakers out there and having the full offense and having all those weapons out there will deter some defenses from dropping that extra safety in the box or doing some of those things.